eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. Eternal life. Eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. Eternal, eternal life. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb. Blessed is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Jesus is thy Lord. Blessed be thy Lord. Holy is thy Lord. Thy Lord of God. Jesus is thy Lord. Holy thy Lamb, blessed be thy Lamb, Jesus is thy Lamb, holy is thy Lamb. Thy Lamb of God, holy thy Lamb, blessed be thy Lamb, Jesus is thy Lamb. Worthy is thy Lamb. Blessed be thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. Worthy is thy Lamb. The Lamb of God, holy, thy Lamb, Jesus is thy Lamb, what is thy Lamb, blessed be thy Lamb, in the Lamb of God, worthy is thy Lamb, holy thy Lamb, blessed be thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. Jesus is thy love. What day is thy love? Blessed be thy love. Worthy is thy love, holy is thy love, Jesus is thy love. Worthy is thy love, Jesus He's the Lamb of God. Holy is thy Lamb. God is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb. Glory is the Lamb. Blessed is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Worthy. Holy is thy Lamb. Blessed be thy Lamb. Is the Lamb of God. Worthy is thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. What is thy love? Savior is. Blessed be Holy, thy Lord. Jesus. Worthy is thy Lamb. Holy is thy Lamb. Blessed be thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. Worthy is thy Lamb. Savior is thy Lamb. Worthy is thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. Holy, thy Lamb. Blessed be thy Lamb.
We have an entire work.
Worthy is thy Lamb. Blessed be thy Lamb. Worthy is thy Lamb. Is the Lamb of God, Jesus. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has been freed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has freed thee. the Lion of the tribe of Judah, appearing over all our enemies. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all our enemies. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all our enemies. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all our enemies. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Has prevailed, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all our enemies. Oh yes, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, over all our enemies. Lion of the tribe of Judah, oh yes. Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed over all our enemies. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed. Has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed. Over all our enemies. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all our enemies. Oh yes, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all our enemies. Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has prevailed over all our enemies in 2024. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabaya Bagada Blagada. Wherever the enemies are coming from, 2024, Jesus has prevailed against them. Sickness and disease and poverty and hardship and frustration and failure whatever it is that the devil may want to bring this 2024, Jesus has prevailed against all of them. Jesus has condemned all of them. Jesus has destroyed all of them. The lion of the tribe of Judah has redeemed. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Has prevailed. The lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Over all our enemies, the lion of the tribe of Judah has to be. Lion of the tribe of Judah has to be. Lion of the tribe of Judah has to be. Over all our enemies. Oh yes, right now, the lion of the tribe of Judah has to be. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Over all our enemies. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Over all our enemies. Oh yes, lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah, how we be. Lion of the tribe of Judah, how we be. Over all our enemies. Oh yes, lion of the tribe of Judah, how we be. Lion of the tribe of Judah, how we be. Oh yes. Operation Return to Sender, in the name of Jesus, return to Sender in 2024. We return to Sender, we return back to the devil, all sicknesses and diseases and poverty and hardship, whatever the devil want to bring to the believers, to the people of God this year, we return them back to him. Satan has fallen. In his own peace, in the name of Jesus, Jesus has given us power and authority over the devil and all his demons, over the witches and wizards, the powers of darkness. Yes, Christ has given us victory. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all our enemies in 2024. In the name of Jesus. Yes, everybody begin to come into this service. Is going to be great. I tell you, Operation Return to Sender. Return back to the devil. Whatever the devil tried to bring to you this year, 2024, send it back to him in the name of Jesus Christ. Harabasaya. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Whosoever diggeth a pit for all this year must fall into that pit and perish like Haman. Why we triumph throughout 2024 in the name of Jesus Christ. Rakabasakaya. Ibridi. I am of the tribe of Judah freely. I am of the tribe of Judah freely. Yes, everybody is welcome. The Riva Ukata Veramot Yahweh. Everybody is welcome. In the name of Jesus, I am of the tribe of Judah freely. I am the tribe of Judah, a free being. Over all our enemies. I am the tribe of Judah, a free being. I am the tribe of Judah, a free being. I am the tribe of Judah, a free being. Over all our enemies. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has prevailed over all our enemies. Sicknesses and diseases, poverty, hardship, every frustration and failure return back to sender. In the name of Jesus, God Christ has given us authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And over all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Yes, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has to be over all our enemies. Lion of the tribe of Judah has to be. Lion of the tribe of Judah has to be. I am the tribe of Judah, after me, over all our enemies. Oh, yes, you can invite all your friends, everybody begin to come in. I am the tribe of Judah, after me. I am the tribe of Judah, after me, over all our enemies. I am the tribe of Judah, Ephraim. I am the tribe of Judah, Ephraim. I am the tribe of Judah, Ephraim. Over all our enemies. Happy birthday to you. We love being with you and send you, grant you many, many more lives. Pray God to bless you with many, many more years in Jesus' name. I am the tribe of Judah, happy day. I am the tribe of Judah, happy day. Over all our enemies. I am the tribe of Judah, happy day. Lion of the tribe of Judah, after me. Lion of the tribe of Judah, after me. Over all our enemies. Lion of the tribe of Judah, after me. Lion of the tribe of Judah, after me. I am the tribe of Judah, after me. Over all our enemies. I am the tribe of Judah, after me. Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who has conquered the devil. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered enemy, gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered sickness and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you can sing with me. Come on, let's sing. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yes, everybody can sing. Give our victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquers sickness, gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world and gave us victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil and gave us victory. Victory, victory. Yes, we thank God today. It's a special prayer night, I tell you. This is a special hour of prayer over here in Maryland. It's 12 midnight. There is something about 12 midnight prayer. And if you read through the Bible, there are a lot of miracles that happen at 12 midnight. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless us through your word right now and answer our prayers. Forgive us our sins, bless us from all unrighteousness, and bless us this prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes, everyone is welcome. God bless you all for coming. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and Television Ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Wishing all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. The Archbishop Stephen John Biokuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Yes, tonight God laid it in my heart to have this midnight prayer right here in Maryland, USA, where we are. It's 12 midnight here. I know it's daytime in other parts of the world. Could be afternoon in some parts of it, could be morning or evening or so in different parts of the world, but that's okay. We're going to just do what God wants us to do, and I know God's going to bless us. Operation Return to Sender. Operation Return to Sender is the topic of tonight's prayer. The devil is always sending fiery darts of the wicked. According to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 6, the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 11 to the end, the Apostle Paul was writing about the spiritual conflict that we have in the realm of the spirit. The enemy Satan sending evil arrows against the people of God, the believers. And this conflict has been there all the way from heaven. In Revelation, book of Revelation, say there was war in heaven. See, book of Revelation. There was war in heaven. Satan and his cohort, they tried to overthrow God. But God sent Angel Michael and his team to pursue them out of heaven and send them back. And the devil and his cohort fell into this war. And since then, there has been conflict. Even when Adam and Eve were created in the Garden of Eden, the devil still showed up again and tempted them and made them to fall and took authority from them. This conflict has been there. It didn't end there. It continued even through the Bible. You see the conflict between darkness and light. You see between Jesus. It's on one side, the devil is on the other side. The Christians are on one side, the devil is on the other side. You see this? Oh, and even today, you can see it in the way things are going on. You can tell that there is spiritual conflict going on in the realm of the spirit with all kinds of religions that are trying to take over the earth, but none of them can take over the earth because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So we are aware of this spiritual warfare. Scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. The powers that are seeking to throw us down, trying to be funny, trying to do things against the children of God, the believers. The devil does not want to see any Christian. The devil does not want you to be a Christian. The devil wants you to come with him to hellfire. So he throws all kinds of obstacles and hindrances and obstructions on your way and trying to hinder you from going with Jesus. trying to destabilize you from following God, you know, but we are not going to give up. We are going to use our prayer life. Prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. So you need to step up your prayer life this year, 2024. Oh, yes, we need to step up our prayer life, not just on gentleman prayer, but spiritual warfare, where you come against principalities and powers. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow of things in heaven, things on earth, things beneath the earth. Every tongue must confess, you know, that Jesus Christ is Lord. See, that name is a wonderful name. When we call the name of Jesus, they must bow at the name of Jesus. At the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. At the mention of that name, every tongue confess you are the Lord, Jehovah, at the mention of thy name, every knee shall bow. At the mention of thy name, every tongue confess. There's a name they must bow to. Every power must bow to that name, that wonderful name. When you call the name of Jesus, the devil can't withstand the name of Jesus. They must flee. Flee the blood of Jesus. We call the name of Jesus. And they have no choice. They must flee away, because that name is a wonderful name that conquers Satan, that conquers demons, that conquers evil spirits. And our main text for tonight is Psalm 7 verse 15. Psalm 7 verse 15 is a prayer King David prayed when he was going through a lot of things David went through. The enemies didn't want him to get to the throne. King Saul was not happy that David was going to be the next king. Yeah, he didn't just want to see it at all. And he fought David, tooth and nail. He fought David, tooth and nail, trying to kill David on several occasions. They would deceive David to come and play music for King Saul while he was on his deathbed. And while this young man was playing music, King Saul took the javelin and threw it at David two times. And each time, the javelin missed David. And David, you know, escaped. Touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. That's the word of God. See? Psalm 7 verse 3, say, he that digeth a pit shall fall into it. See? Psalm 7 verse 3, he made a pit and digged it, and is falling into the ditch which he made. This prayer was prayed by David, and Solomon repeated that same prayer in the book of Proverbs, and then repeated it again in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8. So it's a serious prayer. He that digging the pit shall fall into it. I'm not digging pit for anybody, but if you dug pit for me, you are the one to fall into your own pit that you dug for me. I like that. Our God is a consuming fire. You look at the book of Esther. Haman went to plan death for the Jews. Esther chapter 4, Esther chapter 5, Esther chapter 6. Haman went to plan death for the people of God. Haman didn't want to see the people of God. He said they refused to bow down to him. Haman wanted the Jews, the people of God, to bow down to him. So he was not happy. Haman didn't like the idea that Mordecai and his followers, the Jewish people, they wouldn't bow down to him. So Haman was angry with them, and he planned to exterminate the Jews. He wants to take them out. It has always been like that. They hated the people of God. Not yesterday, you know, even the Adolf Hitler, they hated the people of God. The Jewish people, God's chosen people. There's nothing you can do about it. God just chose them. God chose them. So the Jews first, and then the Gentiles. They are hated, and the devil always plans evil against them. So look at Hamas and Hezbollah, and all these people fighting Israel and so on. God didn't send them to do that. It's just the devil that enters their hearts to start to hate the people of God. You know, so this has always been. Even Jesus Christ, when Jesus was born, Herod didn't want to hear that Jesus Christ was born. Another king is born. Why should another king be born? Why should Jesus be born? Jesus shouldn't have been born. So he went ahead to kill all the little children, and he thought we have killed Jesus Christ. Never killed Jesus Christ. You can't kill the vision of God. You can't kill God. You know, eventually, King Herod died, and Jesus lived. That's not the only instance. When Moses was born, Pharaoh said, why should Moses be born? Moses has come to deliver the people. Because in the house of Pharaoh, there are the magicians and the astrologers. The astrologers, the magicians, fortune tellers, they were able to pry into the future, just like the prophet of God, you know, fortune tellers in the house of Pharaoh. They were able to pry into the future. And they were able to tell Pharaoh, if Moses will be born and he will deliver the people from Egypt and take them to the promised land. They were able to tell that to Pharaoh in the palace. Pharaoh was very angry. Why should Moses be born? Moses should not be born. You know, Moses should not have been born at all. So in order to make sure that Moses does not exist, Moses didn't offend Pharaoh. He was just coming to life, to live his own life. And Pharaoh was already upset with the idea that Moses is a deliverer. He has come to deliver the people from Egypt and take them to the land of promise. That was the conflict. And Moses, Herod ordered the people were going to kill all the children with the mind that Moses would be killed, but Moses was not killed. Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. Who can battle with the Lord? Nobody. Many instances of people who want to battle with the Lord. They threw Daniel into the lion's den. What did he do? He didn't offend anybody. Daniel didn't offend anybody. He was just doing his own thing. And they lied against him and said all kinds of stupid things. And then they made the king to allow them to push Daniel into the lion's den. They thought that the lions were going to eat Daniel. But they didn't eat Daniel because Daniel was a true servant of God, child of God. And God was with Daniel, so there was nothing they could do. And at the end of the day, Daniel was brought out of the lion's den. Then the enemies of Daniel were pushed into the same den of life. And the Bible says that the lions ate all of them. Ate all of them. I like that. The book of Daniel. That's not the only instance. Even Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were asked to bow down to golden images, but these boys will not bow down. They would. Our religion, we are the Jewish people. We are the people of God. God doesn't allow us to bow down to golden images. We don't bow down to people. We don't bow down to God. We don't bow down to anything. We don't bow down. We bow down to God Almighty. We bow down to Jesus. We bow down to the Holy Spirit. Yes. We don't bow down to people. We don't bow down to men. We don't bow down to whosoever you are. We don't bow down to you. We bow down to Jesus. And so they were angry with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they threw them into the lion's den and into the furnace of fire, thinking that they were going to burn in the furnace of fire. Fire does not burn fire. You make the minister flaming fire. You make the minister flaming fire. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7. So the fire did not burn these three Hebrew boys because God was with them, and they refused to bow. So they're not going to bow. Bow to who? We only bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. We bow down to God Almighty. We bow down to the Holy Spirit. We don't bow down to people. So if you want people to bow down to you, you are not God. Why would you want people to bow down? What are you bowing down for you? You are not God. You are just a human being like any other person. Why should people come and bow down to you? For what? For what reason? You know, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, we don't care. We don't care. Even if we are not believers, we won't bow down. We just wouldn't bow down. I like this boy. The three evil boys. They refuse to bow down. We won't bow, we won't burn. We won't burn, we won't bow. And at the end of the day, the king brought them out, and then the enemies of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the same furnace of fire, and the Bible says that the furnace of fire, the fire burned them to ashes, every one of them. See, that's how it should be for all our enemies this year, 2024. Our enemies are falling to their own pit in the name of Jesus, and they will all burn to fire. They will burn to ashes. All the spiritual and physical enemies of our lives, enemies of our ministry, enemies of our household, enemies of God's people, enemies of righteousness, enemies who made themselves enemies of God, enemies of Jesus Christ, enemies of our lives, our ministry, they shall fall into their own pit like Haman, and they shall hang themselves up like Haman and perish in their own valley in the order of Haman. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be this year, 2024. Hey, Rebusaya. Imblondo, imblondo, imbandaya. Ah, God is wonderful. I like our Father in the Lord, Reverend Dr. Umar Okoye. He's in Nigeria, preaching around the world, and he's a great man of God. We thank God for his life. The people want to kill him many times. They tried to kill him. But God always delivered him. You know, when I was living in Port Harcourt, Reverend Dr. Mokbai, he always come and preach to us and put our cause and pray for all of us. We always enjoy his ministry. You know, enemies want to kill him. They say, why are you preaching? Why are you talking about Jesus? They don't just like anything about Jesus Christ. They try to kill him many times. They just can't kill him. Hey, hallelujah. Touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that arises against us in judgment is already condemned forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebusaya, evil arrows must go back to the center. Hey, Rebusaya, Arabasa. Hey, all those enemies who wanted the man of God to die, they all died. One by one, they died. And the man of God even went to preach in their funeral. I like that. The people who say the man of God should die, they have died. And man of God went to preach in their funeral. I like that. Every hammer, they must perish in their own gardens. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebu, they are not going through. Hey, Rebu, witches and wizards, the occult, the diabolical power, the enemies of progress, enemies of righteousness, those who are working against our destiny, working against our life and ministry, they shall fall in their own gallows, in the order of heaven. They shall perish in their own gallows. They shall hang themselves to death in their own gallows. Yes, they must fall into their own pit and perish there in the order of heaven of the Bible. In the name of Jesus Christ, Ratabaya. Ya blo kuturubu sekrede ebrendeya, ebrendeya, ebrendeya. Ah! We shall see it up, you know. Hey, before our very eyes, we shall see our enemies perish in their own gardens. The book of Esther, we read about Haman. Haman was a chief servant of King Ahasuerus, and he was always against the Jewish people. He didn't like the Mordecai, didn't want to bow down the people who bowed down the people of God won't bow down to him. Again, he was angry. I don't know why people want somebody to bow down. We only, the Bible talks about we bow down to God. Huh? We bow down to the Almighty God. That's what it is. And in the Ten Commandments, God said, you shall not bow down to any gold image, to anybody. Bow down. Ten Commandments. How come some people are looking for people to go and bow down to them? They're looking for people to come and worship them. You know, what are we worshiping? Human being? A human being is just a paper. Just a human being. There's nothing there. You know, but we talk about Jesus Christ, we bow down and worship. Bow down and worship. Bow down, I worship, where we bow down, I worship. Jesus, our Lord, oh, bow down, I worship. Bow down, I worship, let us bow down, I worship. Jesus, our King, oh, bow down, I worship. Let us bow down, I worship, we shall bow down, I worship. Jesus, my Lord, bow down, I worship. Bow down and worship, where we bow down and worship. Jesus, our King, yeah. Bow down and worship, let us bow down and worship, where we bow down and worship. Jesus, my Lord, oh, bow down and worship, let us bow down and worship. Bow down and worship. Jesus, our King, yeah. Bow down and worship, we must bow down and worship. Bow down, I worship. Jesus, our Lord, I worship. Let us bow down, I worship. We shall bow down, I worship. Jesus, our King, bow down, I worship. Bow down, I worship. Let us bow down, I worship. Jesus, our Lord. bow down and worship. Let us bow down and worship. Bow down and worship. Jesus our Lord. We bow down and worship Jesus our Lord. Oh yes, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The everlasting Father, he is the Prince of Peace. And so Mordecai and his people say, if we obey the Ten Commandments, God said we shouldn't bow down to any golden image or anything on earth, not bow down to anything, we bow down to God Almighty. So Haman was angry. Haman didn't like this at all. In this world today, you know how many people want you to bow down to worship them? A lot of people want you to bow down to worship them. Meanwhile, they are not a God. You are not God. We worship God. Why will we bow down to worship you? For what? For what purpose? You know, we bow down to worship the Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Yes, the Savior of the whole world, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. That is the one we bow down and worship. You know, a lot of things people do, and they think they are correct. They are not just correct. If you look at the scriptures, they are not just correct at all. You know, so Haman, he was angry with the people of God, with the chosen. For obeying God and doing the will of God, Haman was not happy. Haman wanted to kill all of them. So Haman went to plan the death. He has already planned death for all the Jewish people, just like they are doing today. You know, Hamas, Hezbollah, Adolf Hitler, and all these people, they always teach against the Jews, the Israelites, they preach against the people of God. Not only that, so many other false religions and false, they kick against God, kick against Christianity, kick against the things of God. You know, they persecute the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear anything about God, about Jesus, and so on and so forth. See? A lot of things we see all over the world today, very funny things that people do, and they think they can go away with it free. It's not like that. And Haman went to plan death for all the people, and Seth Gallows, here Mordecai and his group, Esther, and all of them, we hand to death because they did not bow down to him. That's just all. That is just the whole quarrel. The whole quarrel is that these people, they refuse to bow down to Haman. That is the whole quarrel. Because it's there in the book of Esther, chapter 4, 5, 6. You see all these things there. So just because of bow down to somebody, the person will be killed. You see the wickedness in the heart of human beings. Up to today, they are still doing it. People want people to bow down, want somebody to bow down to worship them. And if you don't want to bow down, they want to kill you, they want to destroy, they want to do anything just like that. These are satanic people. The devil, Satan, the thief, he came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. You know, so we are not giving up. We are not stopping. We're going to continue serving God to relieve this earth. Whether the devil likes it or not, we are not bowing down to anybody. We don't bow down to anybody. Sorry, we don't bow down. I don't bow down to people. I bow down to God Almighty, the creator of the whole universe. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Yes, that's our God. That's the person we must bow down to. So, you see all these things. So, Haman, at the end of the day, Haman was the one who was hanged in his own gallows. The gallows he prepared for the people of God, It was Haman himself who died in his own garden and perished there. The Bible says, cursed is everyone who hung on a tree. Haman died a cursed person. Bible says, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Jesus Christ hung on a tree because he was taking our curse from us. So he had to replace what happened to us by him taking the curse upon himself by dying on the tree. But Haman died on the tree because he committed suicide. He hung himself to death. The death he planned for the people of God came back on him. So he was the one who was hung to death. Haman. You know, that is what's going to happen to all our enemies this year. This year, from January to December, and then on and on forever. Anybody who will come against us, whosoever shall plan evil against us, we block God. Whosoever shall think evil and meditate and plot evil against us. Whosoever will dictate. Whosoever will plan evil and plot evil and manipulate evil against our lives, our homes, our families, our ministries, our churches. Whosoever shall come against us. They shall fall into their own pits that they dug, and they must perish there like Haman. In the name of Jesus Christ, they must perish there like Haman. In the order of Haman of the Bible, all our enemies must die in their own gardens. They must perish in their own gardens. In the order of Haman of the Bible, in the name of Jesus, we are the one to uplift them. We are the one to preach their funerals. We are the one to bury them. Yes, we shall bury our enemies in the name of Jesus. They shall die in their own gallows and go to untimely grave while we live and triumph on earth as servants of the Most High God. Touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. If anybody come against us like a flaw, the Spirit of God shall lift a standard against him. He shall crumble and never rise again. In the name of Jesus. Our God is a consuming fire. You don't play with fire. You play with fire, fire will burn you to ashes. In the name of Jesus Christ. So that is the word of God. He that digeth a pit shall fall into it. He that digeth a pit shall fall into it. Oh yes, that's the word of God. And this time we continue. Wherever you are, you can continue this prayer for the next 1 week. God, I'm not planning evil against anybody. God, I'm not thinking evil against anybody. God, I haven't plotted evil against anybody. God, it's not me that wish anybody any evil, but whosoever will wish me evil. Whosoever will plan evil against me, whosoever will propose and think evil against me and my life, they are the ones to die in their own gallows. They will be buried in their own pit at the dog in the name of Jesus Christ. While we walk the earth as giants for Christ in the name of Jesus, we have victory over our life. Jesus has given us power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means cause us. We trample our enemies under feet in the name of Jesus. Operation Return to Sender. We return to Sender all the evil imaginations of our enemies against us. We return to Sender. Evil arrows, we return you to Sender. Evil spells and enchantments and divinations and concussions and curses and spells will return of the battle center in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive the blessings of God. We receive the favor and the grace and mercies of God upon our life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We receive your word today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heaven, blessing Christ. Thank you, God, for your divine favor, for your grace and your mercy that is upon us. We receive from your throne of grace all that you have for us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We are blessed and highly favored by you. Yes, Lord. We are the apples of God's eye. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, we are the seed of Abraham. Whosoever blesses us, God has blessed. And whosoever tried to curse us, God has cursed us. All right. In the name of Jesus. Eribusai. Arabasai. Ebrodia. Our enemies may come against us in one way, but God will make them to flee back in seven ways. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our enemies may come against us like a flood, but the Spirit of God shall lift a standard against us. They shall crumble and fall and never rise again. In the name of Jesus. Rabbastai. Yablo Kodoro Mose. Ibladaya Dane. Hey, blondo, yin, blondo, yin, blondo. Oh, praise God, brother Joseph, for moving here. God bless you. Everyone is welcome. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for joining this service. The blessings of God be upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. God continue to bless you all abundantly. Jesus loves you and we love you too. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm going to stop here, and tomorrow we will have another section again, and I know God is doing something good in us right now. The battle is not our battle, it's God's battle. God is fighting for us day and night. You know, it's not our battle, it's God's battle. Exodus 15 verse 3 says, the Lord is a man of war. Exodus 15 verse 3. The God is a man of war. God goes to war on behalf of his people. May God fight for you this year in the name of Jesus. May he defeat all your enemies and destroy your enemies and disgrace all your enemies in the name of Jesus. Yes, the battle is the Lord's battle, not our battle. We release our battles to him for him to fight for us. Day and night. In the name of Jesus. We thank God. Yes, for taking over our problem. In the name of Jesus. Say, Abasaya. Iblondo, 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 Iblondo. Yes, Lord, we receive from the throne of grace all the fruits of our labor. Everything that you have for us this year, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, every good gift and every perfect gift coming from above. Yeah, it comes from God. Every good thing comes from God. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Satan, lose your grip and hold from everything that belongs to us. In the name of Jesus. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are blessed and highly favored. In the name of Jesus. We are the Lord's anointed. The word of God says, touch not the Lord's anointed. And do my prophet no harm in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are the apples of God's eye. In the name of Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham. Whosoever blesses us, God has blessed. Whosoever tried to curse us, God has cursed that person already. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Busaya. Yala kadorobo kodorobo saya. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. He that breaketh a head, the serpent shall die. Ariya basaya. Whosoever rolleth the stone shall roll on such a one. Arabasai. Eribusai. Imbrondo, imbrondo, imbrondo. Thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Arabasai. Yendoriba. 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 We receive your anointing, O God. We receive your anointing of supernatural divine protection. Over our lives, over our families, over our ministries, over our businesses. God, you have anointed us for supernatural divine protection and upliftment and upgrading. And everyone in this ministry, wherever you are, in any part of the world, God is anointing you for supernatural divine protection, supernatural divine provision in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the anointing of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are the Lord's anointed. Touch not the Lord's anointed. And through my prophet, no harm. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against us in judgment, if any, condemned in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we are all prospering and in good health, even as our souls prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God for tonight. I didn't know so many people will be able to come. We have over 7,000 people in this town. Yes, over coming to this town. Computer shows. Yes. And everyone is blessed tonight. I know God has blessed every one of you. From wherever, any part of the world you are, God has blessed you all with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You shall go through 2024 triumphing over your enemies in the name of Jesus. Hey, Rabbi Sarah. Iblondo. Christ has given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And over all the powers of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means touch you, because you are the seed of Abraham, in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord's anointed, in the name of Jesus. Thank God today. Give him praise. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it to them. Let them enjoy this anointing of a supernatural, divine dominion, authority, and power of God over Satan and all his cohorts in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you all so much for being part of this service. We love you, and Jesus loves you too. Felicia and I, we say God bless you all for being part of this service in the name of Jesus. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it to them, tweet it out, share it, let it go viral. Let them know the truth and let the truth set them free. Thank you so much for your cooperation. And we pray God to continue to reward you all and bless you all abundantly. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back again. Hallelujah, amen, Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah, amen. He's coming back again.